This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Delegate Jennifer McClellan joins us on the long line from her office in Richmond. Good afternoon, Jen.
Hello, Coy. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Doing good.
We were talking during the break that you're actually headed on a vacation to Florida.
I am.
This is a vacation time of the year for all you delegates and senators.
Yes. We need to recharge our batteries.
After working 24/7, it is amazing. I think folks underestimate the degree to which y'all work during session. I mean, it's like 5 or 6 in the morning until midnight every single day.
Yes, it's hard work.
But what are your thoughts on this session of 2007, which is soon to go down in the history books? Your general overview of how it went?
Overall, it went well. Personally, for me, I had a good session. I think we did a lot of good and exciting things, and some things that are being touted as good that might not be as good as others would have you believe.
Well, we'll certainly explore that cryptic statement.
Yes.
any major accomplishments out of your office that you want to put a spotlight on?
Sure. I had about half a dozen bills to pass. Most of them were things that my localities asked me to do that came out of their experiences responding to Hurricane Katrina, believe it or not. One of Henrico County sent a lot of people and assistance to Mississippi in response, and particularly their first responders. And someone said, you know, if someone gets hurt, should they be paid as local government agents or state agents, because they were being sent under the interstate commerce at the request of the governor. So I introduced a bill that would make clear that if someone is sent at his request under the Interstate Commerce Act, they would be treated as state employees for workers' comp purposes.
Was anybody hurt, do we know?
No, but it's better to address that question before.
Of course, yeah.
and then they thought, hey, we'd like to give Mississippi a fire truck. Hey, we can't do that under current law. So I had a bill that would allow a locality to give a gift of personal property to any other locality in or out of the state.
That's what's so interesting about state government is there are people that are coming to you constantly. And it's not like often in Washington where the people that are going in to talk to the senators and congressmen and women are often well-paid lobbyists representing somebody's interests. Oftentimes, you guys in Richmond, you get a phone call from a neighbor.
Mm-hmm. That's right. I'm actually starting to get a lot of emails now about bills for next year.
Already?
From general citizens.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of stuff?
Right now, I'm getting things about clean air emissions laws that probably there's an interest group that I suspect has suggested to their email list that they request it.
Oh, yeah. Well, I guess when you get a whole bunch of emails at the same time about the same subject.
That's probably what happens.
Right. Especially if they all have the same wording.
Yeah, although some people have taken the time to write their own. And for anyone listening, do that, because if I get a form letter, I just will count how many I get. But if I get one on the same topic that says something different, I'll actually read that one.
Oh, interesting.
Yep.
So the big elephant in the room, of course, is transportation.
Yeah.
And my guess is that you being a Democrat, you did not exactly do backflips over this particular package that was passed out of the Assembly this year.
Absolutely not. Not only because I'm a Democrat, but because I'm a Democrat who represents Central Virginia. And if you do not live in Northern Virginia or Hampton Roads, there's absolutely nothing in this package for you. And as a matter of fact, it could potentially take things away from you.
What doesn't work about this package? Because, you know, I was with Senator Stolle the other day and Delegate Oder, and they were saying, you know, this isn't a perfect bill, but it's a good bill, and it's a good plan for Virginia. It accomplishes a great deal. We can come back next year and tweak it. They were sort of agreeing with the speaker that the governor shouldn't really mess with this at all, that he should just sign it.
Well, I would have to disagree with them, and I have been quoting Senator John Watkins, a Republican from Powhatan, gave a speech in the Senate floor that he said, this bill is so bad, it's perverted, it's inoperable, but I'm going to vote for it so that the governor can fix it. So Even the Republicans don't agree on what the governor should or shouldn't do. The biggest problem is how much money it takes out of the general fund. It you know, as you know, we'll have a $2.5 billion bond package that we would have to pay $200 million a year to repay those bonds, no matter what, no matter what the economy looks like in that year, no matter what other needs we have out of the general fund. And basically, we are, for every dollar out of the general fund we spend on transportation, that's one less dollar we can spend for public safety, education, health and human services. And those needs are much more critical in a district like mine than transportation. So I don't like that. And the amount of money that it has given and the way it spends that money doesn't really address our transportation needs. Again, in Central Virginia, our needs are more transit and rail. Well, very little of that bond money goes to transit and rail. It all, you know, majority of it goes to highway projects, road projects, and a lot of that goes to Northern Virginia and Hampton Roads, even though they have separate funding pieces for those localities. I didn't spend as much time looking at those, but from what I have looked at, I'm not even sure they're going to work, because it's going to require those a certain number of those localities to buy into it, and those localities right now are saying, we don't like this thing.
Delegate Jennifer McClellan is our guest of Richmond. Phone lines are open at 977-1070 if you've got a comment or a question. Jen, what do you think the governor should do with this package? What do you think he should do, and what do you think he is going to do?
I think he should amend it. Again, I've focused more on the statewide piece. I think he should find more, you know, different ways to pay for the statewide piece rather than just, you know, $2.5 billion in debt that is repaid out of general fund monies. I hope he'll look at some more creative ways to either repay that debt or give us a little more flexibility on how to do it, or find ways to pay for it without resorting to debt. In the regional pieces, it's hard for me to say. He needs to, and he is, reach out to the localities to see what they want. You know, how do they want to fund their transportation needs and make sure they have buy-in? Now, the Northern Virginia folks did that. The bill doesn't ultimately look like what they wanted it to look like, but from day one, they at least were at the table and part of the conversation. The Hampton Roads piece, they didn't do that. They didn't get input from anybody but, you know, two or three Republican legislators, as far as I can tell.
Well, the word out of Hampton Roads is that they don't like this at all.
They don't. They hate it.
That it passes the funding for all these road projects, it just passes it down to the local level.
And the two things they hate the most are there's an increase in the commercial real estate tax, and, you know, for cities like Portsmouth that are already having a difficult time with economic development, that's going to make it that much harder to attract businesses to Portsmouth because they're going to have to pay higher real estate taxes. And they don't like the tax on auto service repairs. Virginia has never taxed services. We have a sales tax on goods, never services. And for a lot of people, they think this is opening the door to taxes on everything from, you know, your doctor bill, your lawyer bill, your auto repair bill, your plumber bill. And I don't think we had a serious enough public policy discussion to say, do we want to go down that road?
And that is what came to us from the folks who said they didn't want to raise taxes.
Oh, they've raised all sorts of fees. They just say they're fees and not taxes, but yeah, you're right.
Delegate Jennifer McClellan is our guest from Richmond. Any other observations? We've got about a minute left. Any other observations about transportation or this particular session?
Well, I hope that the Republicans seriously look at any amendments the governor puts down and don't just reject them outright for political reasons, which I'm afraid they will do.
But there's a lot of Republicans, I shouldn't say a lot, but there's definitely some that we know of for sure who voted yes on the plan, but then, like you said, they specifically asked the governor to put some amendments on there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mostly in the Senate they did that.
Yeah. So we're still back to that same tension between the Senate Republicans and the House Republicans, and so it goes.
So it goes.
Jennifer McClellan of Richmond, thank you so much, and have a wonderful, wonderful holiday and vacation. You deserve it.
Thank you, Coy. Have a good day.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
This interview will be archived in its entirety on the Charlottesville Podcasting Network at seavillepodcast.com.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit seavillepodcast.com for more.